Hello, my lovelies. Joyous Beltane and happy May Day to you. Today is the 1st of May and it marks the Beltane celebration here in the Northern Hemisphere. And it's a festival of fire. And the celebration of life and renewal with the spring and the joining of the sun god to the goddess. And their procreation, which is symbolized in the new birth, the new growth that we see around us. This is a time when a lot of folks are getting out into the yard finally, or out and about because they've just tired of the winter doldrums, and we're moving forward with our lives. And when we have a festival of fire, it's also a celebration of life, because fire is a symbology or symbolic of life. And for many of us, we are doing private celebrations at home, and we may be doing other things out in the community either this week or next week to celebrate Beltane. It's just a really positive time of year, where we're looking for the new growth, or looking to expand ourselves and what's new on the horizon. It's the festival of Bel, the god Bel, also, which is where the name Beltane is derived from. And I know, like for me personally, I'll probably have a small ceremony at home with my family this evening. We'll have a little bitty fire, and talk about some of the stories surrounding Beltane, the mythos. And then in a couple weeks, we'll be going to a local festival with a number of folks to celebrate Beltane with the community. We'll have a circle and ritual and stuff. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think it'll be a good time. In normal traditions or day-to-day traditions that we see, the mundane's practice in addition is things like May baskets that are often delivered on the first day of May. It's a celebration of life, and most people don't realize that it is representative of Beltane. The maypole, which we see everywhere, is also often associated with the pagan holiday Beltane, and it is one of our primary 8 Sabbats that we celebrate as practicing pagans. Now, if you are in the broom closet, don't be afraid. You can celebrate Beltane in your own way. Just wear a flower or go buy flowers. And it's your intention that you have that you can associate with the holiday and what's inside of you that will help you to observe the holiday. So often we assume that our celebrations need to be loud and proud and out there for all the world to see, but so much of what we do as pagans and witches is really internal. We set our intention, we go through our rituals, and we let those intentions fly free and to do what they need to do out in the universe. And I'll be talking later about altars and what we need to be putting on our altars, but they really don't have to be major displays of our practice or our faith. It really can be something subtle, as simple as a candle or a special rock or a piece of driftwood or even a statue that you associate with your observance, which may not be true for others. I know that for me personally, I have 2 little wood statuettes in my practice space, and I'm pretty sure they're African in origin, but to me, they're very representative of, and my brain just shut down. that's frustrating. Anyways, they represent other aspects of my faith rather than an African god or deity. And that's just the way of it. And so there's so many things that we can see and we encounter in our day-to-day lives that are not pagan but could be attributed to it. My daughter has a thing for angels but she doesn't call them angels. She calls them fairies because fairies have wings. And so people think that's so cute that she collects all these angel statuettes, but in reality, to her, she's collecting fairies and they're representative of fairies, but they look like angels. So it's really, as we embrace our faith and want to show our faith, what we interpret as being representative of ourselves on our altars and in our practice and our day-to-day lives could definitely be seen as something else by those around us. So for those of you that are in the pagan pantry or the broom closet, don't be afraid to embrace your faith and buy things or find things or display things that are representative of your faith to you. But make sure maybe that they're not overtly occult or overtly symbolic of the gods or goddesses or spirits that you follow. You may need to do something that is representative without being overtly pagan, such as my daughter's angel collection, which she calls fairies. My family, extended family, is very Christian, very devout, and more power to them. I am glad they have found that path and they're walking it. And that's great. It's just not my path. And it's been a lot easier for me to not be overtly pagan and in their face about it and just accept them as who they are and practice my own way on my own time. And it's often frustrating to be pagan and be preached at by someone who is not of our faith, that don't realize that our path is different than theirs. So just for the most part, we do have to kind of turn the cheek and grin and bear it a little bit. But that's really not that hard. I mean, yes, it will get old. Yes, it is exhausting. But remember, you only have to put yourself out there as much as you're willing to. You don't have to be hugely pagan to be devout or faithful to your deities. It's really internal. You know, talk to your deities. Find the path that they want you to follow. If you feel it is right for you to be out there and big and proud, okay, fine, then do it. But if it feels not quite right or you're not quite ready for it, then don't. That's one of the things I love best about being a pagan is I can really do it my way. I am an eclectic pagan. I am a kitchen witch. And I am happy to embrace those titles in my own way. So, and that's what I'm doing. But on today, May Day, or Beltane, here in the Northern Hemisphere, celebrate your new beginnings. Wear a flower in your hair. The sun god is coming. Life is returning to the earth, and it's great. For those in the Southern Hemisphere, it's Samhain. Oh my gosh, my favorite holiday of the year. So, you know, embrace it. And just remember, right now, this week, is a very special time, a sacred time, because the veil is thinnest. So those that you need to reach out to or call to that may already be beyond the veil, they're more likely to listen and respond this week because it is thin. And it's just a very powerful week and just a time of growth and renewal, and it's just awesome. Embrace it. For those that are doing castings or circles or workings of any kind, please make sure you do set your intention before you do it. That way you are as successful as possible. You're more than welcome to continue following me here on Anchor. My name is Paisley Wild. My podcast is The Spaces Between. And I hope you continue to join me as I add more content. And I'm really looking forward to growing with you and learning with you. So if you comment, that's awesome. Or if you message me, that's awesome. I really appreciate you stopping by and listening to what I have to say in this really, really short video or audio. I'll add more later. I just wanted to make sure I didn't let you forget about me. So have a good day. Joyous Beltane. Happy Samhain. I hope you guys have a great day.